Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Masechta Shabbos. The primary topics we will discuss in today's Daf are knots that may not be tied and untied on Shabbos. The Gemara will present conflicting prices with regard to knots of shoes and sandals, some which say they are asum d'oraisa to tie, others that say they are asum d'rabbanan, and others that say that they are entirely permitted and will resolve them. The Gemara will then discuss what a person should do when the straps of his shoes tear off on Shabbos, and what status such a shoe has with regard to chalitza, and with regard to being considered kli that can become tameh. The final discussion of the daf is about a kli that keeps developing smaller holes, which are immediately patched, but the combination of all those holes equal or exceed the size of a pomegranate. Do we consider it a brand new kli, and it therefore loses any old tameh it might have had? Or since it never had a big hole at one time, it would retain its old tameh? Some of the concepts we will see in today's daf include: Carmelis is an area that does not fit the criteria of Rishus Rab or a Shasa Yachid, and is treated with the stringencies of both Midrabbanan. Kol Kli Bali Batim Shiurim Kirim Moinim. Kalim owned by regular people become tar when they are broken to the point where a pomegranate would fall out of it. Panim Chadash is Bolikan. When an item goes through significant physical changes, it is considered like a new Kli, and its Tumma status changes as well. Im Mishonim B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. Im Mishonim B'nei Anashim, Anu Kechamayim. Is an expression to convey a sense of Yiridus HaDeres, that our generation does not measure up to the spiritual level and to the stature of the previous generations.